All right, so tell me what's going on here. It sounds like a really cool effort that's going to help in the community. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, it's really great. So when COVID started, we started a frontline hero, you know, kind of campaign to get people to donate meals to our frontline heroes that included, you know, doctors and nurses, and then went into the police departments, and then went into nonprofits, and kind of escalated from there. And then, you know, last week after our winter storm hit Texas, we were getting calls from so many people. I guess the first one was from Children's Health Hospital, and they were saying they had doctors and nurses and staff that had not gone home in 4 or 5 days. And to go home would mean there was no water or electricity. And people were working around the clock, and they were asking, you know, can you help us serve and, you know, help us with meals? So we got on it. We put a request out to our friends and fans on Facebook and through emails, and got 250 meals donated within 24 hours. And then that kind of just led into, there's so many people that have been affected by this storm in so many ways and displaced. Genesis Women's Shelter, they had their roof, you know, had a leak. And so they had to take the children and the moms that were there and move them. And so another company, Kendra Scott, they offered to feed all of those moms and children when they moved back into the house last week. And then we had a call from the Dallas Police Department just saying kind of the same thing. It's just everybody was on overload. And so we have had these partnerships that have come to us through people like companies and corporations, and then also just individuals who just want to help in some way. And so some people will buy, you know, 5 meals, or some people will buy 100 meals, but I mean, everyone makes such a difference, you know, right now. And so we have just, you know, kind of focused our efforts on helping the community. We are serving at, we did Children's Health Hospital, and then Genesis Women's Shelter, the Dallas Police Department. Today, we are serving through the kindness of the Boston Celtics in partnership with the Dallas Maverick Foundation. We're serving 150 of the families at DCAC, the Dallas Child and Advocacy Center. And then as well, they're doing a dinner tomorrow night for a senior citizen group through Builders of Hope. And all of these people have been displaced as well due to the weather. So it's crazy, you know, it's crazy what the Texas weather did, and so much devastation, you know, in a short period of time. But we've been able to rally our friends and families to help us get out here and make this happen and give everybody a hot meal.
Robin, I think one of the most interesting things is, as you mentioned, this connection with the Boston Celtics of the NBA.
Yeah,
how did that,
cool, isn't it?
How did that partnership come about?
Well, they were here in town at the beginning of the week playing against the Mavs, and they could see firsthand what this, you know, unlikely winter weather did to our area, to North Texas and to Dallas. And I think that they were just really moved to help in some way. So they actually went to the Mavs and said, we want to do something to help these people. I mean, this is unbelievable. And, you know, this was our weather, our silly Texas weather made national and international news. And so they partnered with the Dallas Maverick Foundation in working together to provide these meals for these people that have, you know, some people are still without water. I don't know about electricity, but I was talking with someone today and they said their whole area, there's been, you know, they still have no water. So it's really a blessing to be able to have these companies that have, you know, see this need. And it was great that the Boston Celtics wanted to partner with the Mavs. I think that's really cool that they did.
Extremely cool. So, Robin, how many meals have you provided so far at Ruthie's food trucks? And it sounds like this is an effort that could still have legs going forward, that there's still more to do.
Yeah, there definitely is still more to do. So starting at the beginning of the pandemic is when we really started this, the campaign, the Frontline Hero campaign, and kind of kicked it off just because we were seeing such a need. The first hospital that reached out to us was Parkland Hospital. And, you know, again, these doctors and nurses and their staff were working 24 hours. I mean, they still are. That's the honest truth. They are still working as hard as they were at the beginning. So when that started in March up until right now, just a little over 6,000 meals have been served, and those have all been donated by, like I said, friends and fans of Ruthie's, people who place an order and they just want to buy one more meal, and they can do it online. We have, you can go to our website, ruthiesfoodtrucks.com, and there is a place to purchase Frontline Hero meals on there. And it has been such a great thing to see how many people, just individuals, just buying one meal for somebody else has made such a difference to so many people and really affected, you know, a lot of lives. I think the great thing about serving Ruthie's, of course, I love it, and but it's a hot meal. And that's one of the things that the doctors and nurses have told us over and over. They look forward to it because they've been working these crazy shifts and then they get a hot meal. And that's, you know, a nice treat at the end of a long, long shift. So.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.